WAEA members, this is my first solo podcast attempt, so please bear with me. I want to make mention of some of the monthly highlights in order to remind ourselves how much we've done. Early in the summer, the district gave $2 per hour raises to the majority of classified staff. Along with that, we were also able to solidify high-level conversations with Superintendent Dr. Bubb and other school district officials on a regular basis throughout the school year. We also began by launching a new podcast, After the Bell, by our newly appointed community outreach / communications director, Zach Borman. And it's been a great hit, and you can access those at any time at your leisure. I would strongly suggest that you listen to those particular episodes. We also took a survey of masks at the time in August, and 556 members responded. And out of those members who responded, 76% wanted to have masks required at that particular time. So a lot of involvement, a lot of listening to our members and what we should direct our efforts to when it comes to COVID, which is always on everyone's mind. Through weekly updates in September, we initiated distribution of our strategic goals, and here they are. Number one, we would like to build community teams in each school, and in essence, to address building issues with school administrators at the lowest level. Also, we wanted to create two negotiation teams to function year-round, basically to have more eyes on the contract and policy manual in order for us to present different aspects for negotiations in the spring. And then finally, our last strategic planning goal is to be more politically active at local level, school board races, levies, bond elections. We have to empower ourselves to make positive changes for our students. And I just want to reiterate and remind everyone, no union dues are used to pay any political party. We're going into October, and we were right in the middle of our election races that Cord Brewer, our current GR PACE director, was tirelessly trying to get the vote out, making it easier to vote early. QR codes were given out. Information as much as we could to education-friendly candidates were given out. So he did a fantastic job in trying to get as many people to vote for the levy. We did pass the levy, and thank you so much for your participation. It's 5% of our annual operation budget, so that's 5% that we don't have to take from somewhere else if this levy didn't pass, but thankfully it did. So thank you all for participating in that. Moving on in September, we started our BREP meetings. The trainings that were involved were initiated by our IEA regional directors, Alex Jones and Tracy Lee Ballmer. They had been putting together a program and wanting to get as many people out there who are leaders in buildings to participate. And they're ongoing. So you'll see a calendar pretty soon here in the, where you can look up information, sign up to these particular sessions, and even be a bigger part of your profession as a union leader. We also wanted to remind folks, as they take these trainings, they can earn a credit from Idaho State University. And so please be aware of that you can actually get professional credit when you have to recertify. In October, we recognized a number of members. I'll just mention a few. Todd Knight from Crossroads Middle School was recently awarded the title of Idaho's Teacher of the Year. Mountain View High School teacher Karen Tyler won the Idaho Human Rights Educator of the Year award. We also had some grants awarded by California Casualty, who gave $250 to Karen Havey at Ponderosa Elementary, and then also a $250 grant to Lee Cornell at Victory Middle School. Later on in September, we were able to secure a raise in the pay that the district was going to give teachers who were subbing for during their preps for their colleagues. It went up from $13.75 to $23.50 per hour. Hopefully our sub issues will be addressed and that we won't have to do that, but having extra money was a positive step. In October, I had sent down information pertaining to each of the positions in a team that we would like to build in each of our schools. For instance, the building rep leader would be obviously the leader of the community team in the building. They would then organize quarterly or monthly union meetings with themselves and also with their administrators, and also try to problem solve any of the building issues and to have a voice, to give a voice to, of the staff to any problems that needed to be addressed. Our advocate leader would be part of the team, and they would be instrumental in scheduling teacher administration meetings to ensure the member had union representation and take notes at the meeting and just support the people that were to have these sometimes difficult meetings, but they would have the support of the union right there with them. New membership leaders would primarily be the ones to talk to any prospective members and to know how to help staff join the association. And then finally, the PR person who would be in charge of course, the bulletin board, but also coordinate the communications on a particular app like Remind and have just the home addresses and cell phone numbers of members in order for them to easily communicate with each other at any given time, if necessary. Moving on with November, we began to see the fruits of these particular talks that our classified personnel were having with district officials, because this month, the district officials and with the support of the WAEA realized a stipend was to be given to our classified folks. And so we were happy to report that just earlier this week. But it is because of all the communications that Superintendent Dr. Bubb and the WAEA have been having with as many employees as possible that I believe these particular issues came to fruition with compensation that everyone deserves. We began in November also the problem-solving team meeting with Superintendent Dr. Bubb, Brett Heller, Dave Roberts, and others to address the issues at hand that we needed to find some solutions for. Courtney Kelly, Claire Chambers, Amber Phillips, myself, and Alex Jones all participated in discussion for this first meeting addressing the substitute crisis and prep times. Next time we meet, we'll be talking about busing and finding some creative ideas there in order to help our busing situation improve. So now we come to December, and recently our negotiation team met to formulate a survey that will be sent out to members. We hope that many of you will take the time to complete the forms over winter break so that we can begin to prioritize crucial items in our proposals during negotiation meetings. It's been a very busy first part of the year as your WAEA president. I'd like to wish all of you happy holidays and have a restful and relaxing break, and we'll see you in January.